This is the Goalkeepers Union podcast.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Goalkeepers Union podcast. Me, Matt Beadle, with the hot off the press voice of goalkeeping, Richard Lee.
Indeed. Matthew, how are we?
I'm good, Richard. Very good. Thank you. As are you, of course, because some news, some unimaginable news in the world of goalkeeping has just broken. Everyone in the world now knows what this news is. And you, Richard Lee, were right at the very heart of it.
Indeed. Do you want to say what the news is?
So the news is that Ben Foster, the man that you very nearly orchestrated a move up to Newcastle to back in January, has now decided to come back out of retirement and join the non-league behemoths that are Wrexham AFC, fronted, of course, by Hollywood superstars Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney. And again, I will say it once more, Richard Lee, you orchestrated this deal. You conceived this idea. You were at the very heart of it. And we want to know absolutely everything.
Well, where do we start? Go on, where do we start? Firstly, do you want to know if I spoke to Ryan Reynolds?
100% yes to that, and I want to know exactly what the tete-a-tete between the two of you was like. But as things stand, I know, of course, that the deal went ahead. We had some discussions yesterday about the deal, but I don't know the intricacies behind how the deal eventually came to be. So please furnish me and our listeners with everything you know, all the information.
Okay, well, I'll reveal the answer to that particular question later on in the show. Right, where should we start? Let's start from Newcastle, shall we? Because actually, this does go back a long time in that. At that point, he never officially announced his retirement. He kind of did, didn't he, actually? Because he did. He had his podcast. It was effectively...
Oh, fully announced it. Yeah.
Fully announced it, but it was an interesting one. Because even talking to him back then, there was still... You could still see there was a... Well, not just see. He was saying there was still a part of him that missed it, that liked the idea of... you know, he loves playing football. He's always loved playing football, loved playing games. I'm sure I've given plenty of stories on that in the past, just how excited he gets by playing games of football. Now, that wasn't quite the right fit at Newcastle, mainly for family reasons, etc., etc. But throughout the year, we have spoke quite regularly, and he's always flirted with the idea. When certain things have popped up, you can tell that there's a bit of an interest, a bit of an intrigue. And I know he's been linked to one or two places, certainly a couple of Premier League clubs since Newcastle he's been linked to when they've had goalkeeping crisis or what have you. So how did this come about? This was actually, and it's funny how things in the world of football, how sometimes you think that certain things are meant to be. So this was actually Saturday afternoon, and there is a bit of a story behind this, and I'll actually tell that story as well, because that was quite interesting. But so Saturday afternoon, you know my Saturday afternoon process. I have my 8 games of football on. I sometimes have a glass of wine, sometimes a coffee. This time it was a glass of wine. Watching the games, and one of the games I decided to watch was Wrexham versus Bromley. Now, truth be told, it's the first Wrexham game that I've watched all season. I've watched the show, love the show that they've done. But the reason I watched it was that Sam Long, talented young goalkeeper from Lincoln, on loan at Bromley, one of the lads that I work with, he was making his debut for Bromley. So I thought, yeah, and great game to make your debut in the National League against Wrexham. And it was a really, really good game. Sam played brilliantly, actually, to the point, and this is not necessarily part of the story, but I'll tell it anyway. So Sam played really well. Wrexham win the game 2-1. Later on that evening, Sam sends me a screen grab. Ryan Reynolds sent him a direct message congratulating him on his game, which I thought was amazing. Like, he had no need to do that. Sam Long's just incredible. So I was buzzing anyway. But obviously, watching the game, I did see that the goalkeeper came off. Rob Layton came off for Wrexham. Of course, Mark Howard came on for the remainder of the game, did very well. And then it was... To be honest, I didn't think too much of it at the time, but I was aware, and this is because of a few other clubs that I spoke to, there is a deadline in the National League as of tomorrow. So as of Thursday, we're recording this on Wednesday. As of tomorrow, you cannot sign any players. Now, what that's meant, and again, it's a bit of a tangent, but I'll come back to the story. But what it's meant is that a lot of clubs are signing goalkeepers on almost like an emergency basis. So I've had 4 clubs now that have asked me for this, where it's essentially saying, look, we'll not use the goalie. They won't have to train, they won't have to play. But the worry is, if our goalkeeper gets injured between now and the end of the season, we don't have another goalkeeper on our books. So we just want to know at least we've got another goalkeeper registered, just in case that were to happen. Because otherwise, we might literally have to put an outfield player in goal, which could be quite embarrassing. So I was very aware of this deadline of Thursday. So it was on the Sunday, I think it must have been, that then it was my colleague got a text from Wrexham saying, look, we're probably not going to do anything. Very happy with Mark Howard, top goalkeeper, etc. But if there is anyone out there, then do let us know. And he's forwarded that on to me and let me know. And then it was just then, I was just sat thinking, and I was kind of, you go through your kind of lists, and of course you provided me, garnished me with a fantastic list of goalkeepers, which I had a little flick through, and there was no one immediately that came to mind that I think thought could be a good fit. And then it did just come to me, I just thought, actually, do you know what, I wonder if Ben Foster could be a shout for this. And I didn't do anything initially, I didn't text my guy back, but just started to think about it a little bit more. I thought, do you know what, he started his career at Wrexham, in an incredible, that really set him on his journey, you know, winning the LDV Vans back in 2007. I thought how nice that would be, or what a nice story that would be for him if he were able to then finish his career at Wrexham. So I was kind of thinking of it on that level. We've got a good relationship with the club, obviously my relationship with Ben. So I put it back to my colleague and said, look, it's an absolute long shot, but you know, who knows, we could be a bit creative here. There's obviously some win-wins potentially in terms of the media side of things, what Wrexham are doing, the media side of things in terms of what Ben is doing. So he put it back to him, and of course they come back straight away and said, yeah, look, if there was something that could be done, then of course. But at that time, not really think it was necessarily going to be a possibility. I then spoke to, and this is actually part of the story as well, because so obviously we had the whole Newcastle situation, which we've talked about in depth. So rather than call Ben, I actually called Ben's business partner. Because instantly I thought, rather than go to Ben and say, look, you know, what do you think of this? I don't know. Ben probably would have reacted positively, I'm sure. But I thought, I'll go to the business partner and kind of talk about it as a, well, look, you guys are building what you're building. First and foremost, Ben's got a real want to still play. You know, it's something that he's still very keen on, still got so much to offer. He's in fantastic shape, et cetera, et cetera. So I called his business partner and just said, look, it's a bit of a random one, but if this were a possibility, what do you think? And how could it work for both parties? Like, first and foremost, Ben going to strengthen the Wrexham goalkeeping department will be huge. You know, of course, he's still, I'm sure even now, even having not played for a while, no doubt he'll still be of championship standard at least, I'm sure. So, you know, it's going to work for Wrexham on that level. And then in terms of Ben, yeah, it'll give him that buzz of going to play games again, which no doubt he's missed. But then there could be something a little bit more. So we discussed it. He really liked it, mentioned it to Ben, and it actually really, really interested Ben. So then that then leads on to a conversation with Phil Parkinson, which we then discussed it. You know, could it work? Might it work? Obviously, one of the concerns, and I fully get this from Phil Parkinson's point of view, is that, you know, his job is to get them promoted. So the last thing he wants is, as much as it is a fantastic show and they're building something very special there, he's absolutely determined, of course, to get them promoted. So we had a good conversation about kind of the pros and cons of an idea like this. But ultimately, for him, the idea of bringing Ben Foster in, of course, you know, given that he's such a big personality, big character as well, he's going to add a lot to the dressing room as well as what he'll add onto the pitch. Again, he really liked it. And it just went from there. And then probably over the space of 48 hours, not even that, lots of conversations with Sean Harvey, who people will know from the show as well, who does all the contract negotiations, kind of going back and forth on what the numbers might look like, what Ben's expectations are, trying to find other additions that could then work for Ben, and a couple of ideas that we came up with, which again could help Ben, could help Ben's business longer term. So in the end, it was, although it was only 48 hours, there was a lot of things that were discussed. And yeah, we got to a point last night where both sides were happy. Ben's been in this morning. He's met everyone. I think the full camera crew were down there. Actually, what was quite interesting as well is that I wasn't able to go myself, so one of my colleagues went, and I do think he will be in the show.
Amazing. What great coverage. Great exposure for the agency, for one, and just Sam, our good friend, who's going to be in the documentary as well. So that's excellent. Now, you mentioned the football side of things here and the fact that Phil Parkinson's main goal, of course, is to get Wrexham back into the Football League. Phil Parkinson, very much a football man. But if you were to think of a match made in heaven right now, if the stars were to align and a goalkeeper was to go to a football club, Ben Foster with the Fozcast going to Wrexham AFC with everything they're doing on Netflix at the moment, Ryan Reynolds, Hollywood, etc., etc., it's just a match made in heaven, isn't it?
I think so. I really do. Like, and again, look, it's going to be a really interesting end to the season because, I mean, what Notts County have done this season, I have actually watched a lot of their games and it's just phenomenal. I mean, I think they're both, as of this point, they're on like 94 points and 91 points or something ridiculous. And they've still got 8 games to go. Really, both ordinarily should be promoted by now with the number of points they've got. So it is a huge, huge end to the season. But if it does play out for Ben, like certainly I hope as friend, agent, etc., then what a nice story, you know, to have started your career somewhere and gained success with the club, which effectively at the time it was Darren Ferguson, of course, was he playing for Wrexham or the manager? I can't think now, but whatever it was a link with Darren Ferguson, which then linked to Alex Ferguson. And it was on the back of that, of course, he got his move to Man United and his career really, really took off. To then close it out, if he can, and knowing Ben as I do, I'm sure he'll do whatever he needs to do to close it out. But to then finish your career, hopefully with a promotion, a title, and then sail off into the sunset, Yeah, there's just so much about this I really, really like. And really hope it goes as planned.
And you messaged me yesterday about this and said that it was unique in terms of the negotiations that had occurred to get this deal over the line. Just give us an outline of exactly what those negotiations were. I know that you can't go deep into all the circumstances around it and all the details, but can you just give us an idea of why it was such a unique deal?
I can, to an extent. This is where I have to be a little bit careful. I mean, it will all come out in time, I'm sure, but obviously I have to be a little bit respectful of the conversations that we had, confidential conversations that we had. But yeah, it was very creative. And this is actually one of the, you know, as much as this is on the face of it for an agent, it's a small deal in terms of it's a 5-week deal. It was probably one that I enjoyed the most because it's one of those where you do have to sit back and kind of keep thinking of possible solutions and way in which you can then really make it work for both parties. You know, so it was, there are a few little extras in there. That's probably as much as I can say on that. But there are a few little extras in there that are very interesting. And I think in time, again, people will see what those extras are, I'm sure. But it was really unique for that case. It wasn't just your ordinarily when I'm speaking to clubs, it's right, you know, they think he's worth this, I think he's worth this, the player is looking for this, and you know, you then talk about the little extras and the potential uplifts you can get on number of games, on clean sheets, whatever it might look like, other little bonuses you can throw in there. This was very different. This was black and white on that front, in that, right, Ben, you're going in for 5 weeks, we want you to help get us promoted. What does it look like financially? What are the extras that both sides can offer? And yeah, thankfully we came to an agreement.
It's March the 23rd today as we record this. The National League campaign for Wrexham finishes on Saturday the 29th of April. I mean, it is such a, like you say, a unique deal. We haven't really seen anything like this. So 5 weeks, that's what it is, a 5-week contract.
I think that also played its part in this, where I think when I look back at the Newcastle one, where Ben, you know, is very much a family man, the idea of being away from home for 9 months, you know, it wasn't really a financial one for him, that particular deal. Of course, the finances would have been very, very good. Whereas this, it's very different. You know, it is just 5 weeks. And Ben was really excited by that. The idea that, you know what, 5 weeks, some massive games. They've got to play Notts County in a couple of weeks, which is just going to be an epic game.
Huge.
Because that, you know, whoever wins that is, in theory, could well. I know Wrexham have got a bit of an advantage now and they've got the game in hand as well. But of course, that game, if whichever way that goes, it could give that particular team the advantage going into the last few weeks of the season. But yeah, it's going to be packed out every game they play. You know, he's going to get that real thrill back of, you know, being in the thick of it. As much as, and I can say this from my perspective as well, like, you know, I love what I do now. It's, I couldn't have dreamed of a better job to be doing now, and still working very much in goalkeeping and thankfully going as successful as it is. But of course, you do miss that buzz of, certainly when you have a big win, that buzz in the change room afterwards, the buzz when the final whistle goes, etc. And again, he's going to have another chance to experience that over the next few weeks.
Okay, well, it is quite the news and quite incredible, really. If you go back again to Newcastle, this is a goalkeeper, a free agent who's done plenty in the game and decided to hang up his gloves, but had the opportunity to go to Champions League chasing Newcastle United, Carabao Cup final, and everything else that comes with it. Turn that down and has instead opted to go to Football League chasing Wrexham AFC. Love it.
Do you know what? I think, and that probably in a nutshell sums up Ben, and it's one of the reasons I've got so much love for him. Like, Ben is one of the most unique characters I've ever met. Ben does what Ben wants to do. You know, he's very strong in his thoughts, very strong in his direction. And I mean, look, he's creating an incredible life for himself and him and his family. It's it's something to be hugely impressed by. And this is another good example. You know, Ben likes the idea of something, he'll make it happen. And that's exactly what's happened here.
And finally, I have to ask, you teased it at the beginning of the podcast. Did you deal with Mr. Ryan Reynolds himself?
No. Do you know what? I'm gutted. I was gutted because I was actually thinking, like, back end of the negotiation, because I was thinking, again, you can imagine from an agent's point of view, 5% of a deal like this isn't a large sum of money. So I was kind of thinking, do I then sort of throw in, I don't know, like, Con, can you get us in the boardroom on Saturday? Because he will be at the game, by the way. He will be at the game this weekend. So I was thinking, do I ask for that? Do I ask for that? But do you know what? We do this for the love of goalkeeping.
Exactly.
That's why we do this.
Yes.
We're not Hollywood. I'm happy to stay in the shadows, Matthew. I'm happy just to sit here in my office with my two dogs and just make things move in the world of goalkeeping. That's fine for me.
Yeah, okay. No, mate, that's great. It's an excellent deal. Excellent for all parties involved. Cannot wait to see what happens with this one. But we thought we'd just put this out there because it is happening, it has happened, and this is hot off the press, as we said, and we just felt like it was nice to just explain your involvement in this deal.
Yeah, perfect. It's been very enjoyable. Thank you, Matthew.
Richard, thank you. This has been the Goalkeepers Union podcast. Keepers
away.